Merry Christmas.
Yes. And do you know anything else that you might say besides Merry Christmas?
No, I asked you how you're getting along.
Yes, sir. Another Christmas phrase. You know any other that be for that day?
No, not too much.
Yes, sir. Well, if you have a very heavy suit, you have to carry to get a heavy suitcase from one place to another, you'd say, I'm glad I don't have to what this very far.
Lug it.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in the water? You can draw in its four legs and head and tail.
That's a turtle.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Gopher.
Yes, sir. And what do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Hog guts. Chitlins.
Would you say that again?
Chitlins.
Yes, sir.
And now, if you're around the women, you call them chitlins. Men folks call them hog guts.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you call the center part of an egg?
The yeller.
Yes. And what do you call this part of a man's body, the upper part?
Chest.
And what do you call a small, flat-bottom craft that has oars and you use it on a lake?
That too.
Yes. And what do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Yes, sir. And back to the bateau, now does that have a pointed front or a square front?
Pointed front.
Yes. What would one with a square front be called?
Rowboat.
Yes. And if a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that sure is a pretty what of beads?
A string.
Yes. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one?
Whooped him.
Yes, sir. Now, if you call the bat, what do you call the back part of a man's legs if he's squatting down?
Thighs.
Yes, sir. Oh, would you say he got down on his thighs? If he's down like that?
He's squatting down?
Yes, sir.
No, he'd still be on his feet, but he'd be squatting down.
Yes, sir. Well, what are some words that mean a stingy person?
Tight.
You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really,
tight.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, suppose a person's wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say he really looks what?
Odd.
Yes, sir. Now, would there be a different word for a woman instead of a man?
You talking about the clothes?
Yes, sir. You might imagine a man looks really odd. What would you say the woman?
Well, she still look odd too to me.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes?
Dressed up.
Yes, sir. And you'd say he's really what if he was wearing his best clothes?
Dressed up.
Yes, sir. And what word would you use to refer to an old person that's really lively and gets around unusually well? You might say,
full of life.
Yes, sir. And you'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and doesn't have any ambition is what?
Lazy.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
And what do you call an insect that jumps along in the grass? It's not a cricket.
Grasshopper.
And what do you call it when someone or something just goes out of control, just goes wild? You might say that the car skidded on the ice and went.
Well, you take an animal and he goes wild.
Yes, sir. Well, what about if it was a car?
It goes out of control.
Yes, sir. Now, what about if it was an explosion? You might say the pieces of metal went what?
Everywhere.
Yes, sir. Now, what do you call an old or dilapidated house that people might say evil spirits live there? Little children might be afraid to go into or what?
Well, they go in the ghost house.
Yes, sir. And what are the spirits, those ghosts who live in there called?
Haints.
Yes, sir. And what do you call something like a black cat that people might say brings bad luck?
A